The South Dakota Supreme Court has overturned the drug conviction of a Deadwood hotel guest whose arrest started with a traffic stop. Prosecutors held that one taillight violated state law, but the defense argued successfully that it did not, and so all drug evidence leading from that stop was inadmissible. In February 2017, Deadwood police officer Braxton McEwen stopped Curtis Tenold, who was driving shortly before 3 in the morning. At oral arguments in August, defense attorney Eric Davis told justices about the stop.
Officer McEwen didn't just happen upon Mr. Tenold during the ordinary course of his patrols and observe some sort of suspicious activity that he felt warranted further investigation. Mr. Tenold was the target of the Deadwood Police Department, who wanted only to investigate its tip that Mr. Tenold was dealing drugs from his hotel room. But by its drug investigator's own admission, they did not have the reasonable suspicion or probable cause to conduct that investigation.
Davis says Officer McEwen cited Tenold for having a faulty brake light. The lights on the right and left emitted solid red light, but the one in the middle, in the back window, was leaking some amount of white light. From there, an investigation snowballed. McEwen placed Tenold in the passenger seat of his cruiser and searched the suspect vehicle. He came up with nothing, but his later search of his own police car turned up a small ball of foil under the passenger seat that field tested positive for meth. Tenold was arrested for possession and searched. Officers found a small amount of marijuana on him and got a warrant to search his room, where they found a gram of meth and a few grams of marijuana. Tenold was later found guilty at trial of ingesting and possessing a controlled substance. In the opinion, the unanimous court said it had ruled previously that state law requires only two functioning brake lights and they must glow red. That third light on Tenold's vehicle wasn't subject to the same expectations, and they said police officers are responsible to know established law. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.